Election spending is reaching staggering heights, and national polls tell us the race is too close to call. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer and former Mayor Willie Brown. Boy, the price tag on this election has been really high. Mr. Mayor?
It's very high, and just the way it is. The cost of being able to broadcast, telecast, communicate by way of the social media and all those things, it's off the scale.
It's obscene. We're talking about, you know, about $19+ billion being spent. Now, you know, we have to be honest about this. Some people are making a lot of money off of this race. And, you know, what you're seeing is not what you're getting. People are being hit up constantly on their cell phones and emails for more and more contributions. The amount of money being spent, you know, you can say the Elon Musks, but the Democrats are raking in the millions from the tech company and billions as well. It's like it's democracy for sale.
Yeah, well, no, not democracy for sale. It's a method of communicating with people that costs you money. If you wanted to have it any other way.
Let me ask you something. If with the amount of coverage that Donald Trump and Kamala Harris receive, which is nonstop, 24 hours a day, leads every newscast, what difference is a television commercial, another television commercial?
Well, you got to know that was not by accident that they're doing those two things. It's their people who are making the money from the commissions, etc., causing all of that.
Right.
Well, and that's the goal. You want to be able to have people go to sleep dreaming about you and wake up listening to you.
Or have a nightmare.
At this point of the campaign, it kind of is. Mr. Mayor, as you mentioned, that's what the Supreme Court view was, right? Money is communication. Therefore, you could have as much of that as you want if you do it the right way. Question is it paying off? We have a race that is supposedly too close to call.
Well, it's too close to call because that's kind of the way the pollsters would like to have you think that way. They have been so poor in their judgment and their assessment over the last two presidential campaigns. They got them all wrong, period, whether it's in the primary or the general.
Do you believe with the basic premise? There's so many of the pollsters out there. It's not like they meet on Monday mornings and cook up a scheme for the week. Do you believe that Democrats tend to poll, the Republicans or the Trump polls better than what the polls show, that his actual vote turns out higher or lower?
I wouldn't believe either one of them. The predictability of who goes and votes and how they're going to vote is impossible to so do because people just clearly lie about what their choices are.
Whatever the polls say, turnout is what's going to decide this election.
Absolutely. Turnout decides every election. It just does. Even a slam dunk is big turnout. But turnout decides it, yeah.
But you notice.
And so does turn off. Because you can turn out votes, but you can turn off a lot of people, and they just stay at home.
And there's no question. It's interesting, though, this time, on the money side, nobody's discussing how many very poor people you're receiving money from. But the way the solicitations are going, everybody in this country is putting in at least a quarter.
Yeah, I would say so. And you know something? I can't tell you how many people I've come across that said, I am never going to give again because once I gave my $100, it never stops. It never stops. And it's always there to scare the pants off you, right? It's not like life's going to get better. This whole campaign is, this is the end. This is the end. This is the end.
And let me tell you, Phil, just as Kamala Harris's operation has raised more money in the shorter period of time of anybody ever running for the presidency, that in and of itself is amazing.
Right, and what's your cut?
It tells me.
Hey, Mr. Phil, come on now, what's his cut? We got to leave it right there. It gets good and juicy. All right, thank you, gentlemen. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer and former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown.